morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you join us from worldwide. I'm Sterling. It's great to have you back on the channel. This show's being recorded on Saturday, February 15th, 2025, and we'll post it to all media channels on Sunday, February 16th, 2025. As always, these shows are provided for entertainment purposes only. All the information I share with you comes real time through my guides, angels, extended spiritual counsel, ETs, famous people from history. So for entertainment purposes only. Also, if you just remember to like, subscribe, hit the notification bell, all those things really help the channel. Still, we have nearly 50% of all the viewers of this channel are not subscribed. So if you find value in these weekly shows, be great if you just take a moment out to subscribe. Thank you. We gather all the questions, if you're new to this show, from our YouTube channel. It's now called the Post Section. It used to be called the Community Board. And we put out requests on Mondays for questions for these shows. My wife then goes through them. We try to isolate them down to a group of questions. I think there are almost 500 questions again today or this week. And now we have something like 89 questions I'll answer for you here in real time. So great again to have everybody back on the show. Just a quick footnote, because we get asked all the time. We answer the questions that are put on the community board or the post section, if you will. So this is really a viewer-driven show. So, you know, we don't create the questions. Whatever is on the most minds of everybody out there are the questions we answer. So sometimes they'll swing very politically. Sometimes they'll swing spiritual. But we really address all the questions that are asked each week. So really, if there are certain questions that you have out there that you'd really want to seek an answer, we encourage you to put them on the on our post, the request for questions every week. And then that's what drives the content of these shows. So hopefully that helps. We always get a lot of questions of how the shows are put together or where the questions come from. Okay. Last but not least, if you need to reach me, we get asked all the time, go to sterlingpsychicmedium.com. Look for the book a session tab. It's very easy. There are session dates now available in July, August, and September of this year. And last but not least, if you want to participate in our live streams on Fridays, I do those, conduct those about 10 o'clock a.m. Pacific time zone, 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern time on Fridays. We answer a plethora of questions. It's very easy to join our Platinum membership. There's a join button on the YouTube channel homepage, Sterling Psychic Medium, as well as the homepage of our website, sterlingpsychicmedium.com. So that's an easy way to join our Platinum membership program, participate in live streams, get a lot of questions answered. Many of them we find to be personal questions on these live streams, but we're happy to address any kind of questions that you have. Okay, that's all the housekeeping at the top of the show. With no further delay, let's get going actually on today's show. Top 89 questions, we'll do a countdown here. So question 89, once 45 is decertified, I would assume that JDV would be decertified as well. So would Kamala rightfully become the president? If so, how long will it be before that takes place? Yes, I mean, I've always seen when decertification takes place in 2025 for 45, that JDV and a lot of the down ballot races will be decertified as well. Due to the election interference electronically and satellite service-wise that occurred. So that will be an unwinding of a lot of the election results. There'll then be a new process put in place by Congress, I'm saying, because the nation's never been through this before. And it may, in fact, end up being a new election or a new certification of the actual results. And then looks like Kamala will eventually be put in as president. Yes. 88. Will women lose their right to vote if married? So this relates to the, I think it was called the SAVE Act, right? That's being put forth. I think it was Chip Roy, a Texas congressman that put this forth. Was it Safeguard American Voter Eligibility? I do see that passing, but then gets reversed by the time you get into early 2026. So yeah, it's a problem because it actually affects not just because they're asking about women's rights here, but I think it's also voters by mail-in ballot. Lots of problems with that particular SAVE Act. It does go through for some reason, then gets reversed. 87. When the information about the foreign interference comes out and the decertification follows, will those who voted for 45 believe it, or will it be like everything else that has come out about 45? You know, that the hardcore MAGA voters will always believe that what the results they're seeing now were the actual results, when in fact they were highly disrupted. So the hardcore MAGA voters per se will never believe the rectified results that create the decertification of 45. So yeah, I mean, they're not going to come around, but understand that's a smaller percentage of the overall population. The world will actually stand with the US when these results come out, because the electronic means that were the malware and electronic means were used to create false election results are actually taking place in about six other world countries right now. So this is a problem the world will be facing, world will be addressing. The world will actually stand behind the US, but I don't see a lot of hardcore MAGA followers changing their viewpoint. 86. Will EM's plan to cut government spending with DOGE succeed? You know, in many areas, we're going to see reductions of, the federal workforce. So there will be some cost savings. However, it looks like a lot of them will be rehired as we get into early 2026. So there'll be kind of a re-leveling of the federal workforce, and many will be rehired. So there'll be some interim cost savings, although it'll be kind of artificial in 2025, and then the federal workforce will re-level out. And I think they're asking overall, so I'm addressing the federal workforce right now with DOGE. It's a lot of what's going on. 85. What is EM looking for in the Treasury ultimately, and what will be done with the private information of Americans he's already accessed? So I get he's looking for direct ways to leverage government programs in favorability towards EM's companies, okay? And a lot of the information on Americans in the US has been extracted. It's already been, unfortunately, compromised. So I always tell everybody, take as many steps as you can. Change passwords, protect bank accounts, freeze your credit. Everybody's gonna have to be kind of very vigilant here around this time, but a lot of the information has already been compromised. But that's why EM and the Treasury was looking for ways to leverage federal programs to benefit his companies. 84. Hello, Sterling and team. In 2018, I was grocery shopping. While walking past one of the aisles, I noticed a striking couple 30 feet away. They were incredibly yet abnormally attractive. The woman wore a shimmery bluish outfit, while the man wore a shiny black suit. They moved as if in a fashion show, not normal. I felt a mental block compelling me to look away. What did I really see? So these were actually hybrid ETs describing here. It happens in a variety of situations. Many times people see them in major cities, like walking down the sidewalk. They're very tall. They look like they're floating. But these are hybrid extraterrestrials, many of them. Okay, that's what you saw. 83. Hello, Sterling. 45 is clearly punching above his weight class with the FBI and CIA. It's a pretty tight club amongst the FBI and CIA. Will they be coming back at 45, or maybe joining international intel groups like MI6? So, absolutely, there's a very large-scale worldwide effort, as well as in the U.S., that's addressing all the interference we've been talking about, electronic interference in the election process. So, there's a lot of I'll call it covert operations going on that aren't necessarily a lot of people will understand, the public, but this will all come out very shortly here, within weeks, a couple of months. It's all coming out, it's all coming forward. But yeah, so, and actually, the question is, will the US groups be joining other worldwide groups? Yes, absolutely, because this is a worldwide problem. 82, do you still see 45 moving away to Saudi Arabia eventually? Yes, in the end, I always see 45 seeking refuge in the Middle East. Looks like Saudi Arabia, when it gets too hot to be able to fend off any of the problems going on. I do see him eventually taking refuge in the Middle East. Looks like Saudi Arabia. 81. Will EM be eventually arrested and sent to The Hague to be tried for crimes against humanity? I do see some Hague trials going on, but it looks like EM will be able to escape them and go to remote parts of the world to avoid kind of any interaction in these areas. So while there might be some trials going on, it does not look like in the end it affects EM directly. Okay. 80. What will be the outcome for Greenland? Will the US really take over Greenland? No, I do see, threats going on, but it looks to me like Greenland will still stay what they call an autonomous territory, I think is the term, and it will still say like part of the Kingdom of Denmark. So these will kind of be idle threats in the end. US will not take over Greenland. 79, what does EM have over 45? EM helped 45 win the election through a lot of electronic means, a lot of satellite interference, satellite back channels. So that's what he has to have, along with major investment in 45's campaign. So those are the things that are hanging over 45's head on behalf of EM. 78, will 45 withdraw the US from NATO? I do see him trying. He will try, but in the end, it won't be successful. There'll be enough forces around the world and within the US that will stop that from happening in the longer run. So there may be some disruption short term, which means in 2025, but I don't ever see the US fully pulling out of NATO. 77, will President Zelensky and Democratic Ukraine survive? Yes, they will, as predicted and forecast in the prediction show that I did earlier this year. And I think about that might have been December. I forget when that show was done, maybe December 20th of last year, 2024, for predictions this year. But my team was saying, my angelic team was saying that 8% of the territory of Ukraine would have to be given up as part of the peace negotiations with Russia. So yeah, it'll survive, but there's like a kind of a dilution of about 8% of Ukraine's territory. Okay, 76 in the countdown. Hi, Sterling and team. I am a disabled veteran who depends on the Veterans Administration for 100% of my health care. To privatize the VA would be disastrous for everyone, including me. We have suffered in ways the general public doesn't really understand and have specialized issues stemming from active duty. Will the privatization happen for the VA? No, I don't see the VA becoming privatized. What I do see, though, are, let's say, additional options for some private health care being offered. So this might be an ancillary program or something that's like auxiliary or addition or addendum. Like to the VA, but it looks like there'll be some private healthcare options offered, but I don't see veterans being forced to take them. So there's something what I'll call complementary coming into effect here. I guess not to worry, just like additional options, but you won't be forced to take them. So not a complete privatization of the VA. 75, I have a question about fertility and pregnancy. Is there a way to connect to the soul world to let it know you're open to getting pregnant? Are your future children already written into your blueprint? Can we let the universe know we are open and willing to get pregnant? Well, you can, but remember, all this always maps back to your life path blueprint. So, for example, we always pre-select our children, we pre-select our parents, our adoptive, or stepchildren, or stepfamily. It's all part of the blueprint. You can certainly, let the universe know you're open to it. When you manifest that way, and it is part of your blueprint, you can bring it to you faster and easier. So, can't necessarily change the life path blueprint, but certainly, if it's on your blueprint, you can connect with the soul side. Everybody always does. It works through your angelic team, your guides and angels. And, many times the souls that are coming down, let's say they're going to be your children, you've already actually known in prior lives, which is interesting because we do select our parents and select our children. 74. Hello, Sterling. You have mentioned several times the decertification of 45 will happen in 2025. As time passes, it appears he is dismantling the very agencies that can remove him from office. Will this trigger his, sorry, what will trigger his decertification, and who will lead the successful effort to remove him? So this is going to be a worldwide effort with a lot of intelligence agencies, a lot of critical staff and forces around the world. I want to be careful what I say here. Entertainment purposes only. Nation has never been through this before. So we're dealing with what they call like a Manchurian candidate. But yeah, there's many forces around the world that are going to come to bear to help this happen. Okay. 73. Hello, Sterling and team. EM and 45's administration took back $80 million in FEMA funds allocated by Congress to New York, falsely claiming they were using it for luxury hotels for immigrants. Will New York be able to recoup these FEMA funds? No, I don't see the funds being returned. There's other types of funds coming back to New York, but I don't see this $80 million, or maybe it was maybe $58 million, pulled back. It was, the reason it was pulled back, obviously, I think they were claiming that the funding was being used to house immigrants in luxury hotels. That wasn't the case. But I don't see this funding coming back. Other funds will be coming back to New York, but not this particular tranche of funds. 72, how will the tariff wars affect the economy and border areas in the US, both the Canadian border and the Mexican border? They're going to create some real hardships for 2025 as all the dialogue goes on, the negotiation back and forth. But as we get out into early 2026, we'll start to subside, start to relax. So it's going to cause some chaos and affect the economies around the borders. It absolutely will for a great deal of 2025. 71, EM and 45 seem to have a policy of publicly posting information on family members of certain judges. Will this continue? Yes, this will continue, even though they're going to have third parties do it or post the information on these families of judges. That way they can kind of certify on the backside they had nothing to do with it. They're like removed from the whole situation. But I do see independent third parties still doing this. 70, will 45's administration try to use bait and switch techniques to get Americans to support his budget cuts so he can give continued tax cuts to billionaires? Yes, this is all part of the larger Project 2025 initiative that's ongoing. This is all part of the strategy. Remember, this Project 2025 document has been in various forms of development for decades. But yeah, this is actually part of what's going on right now. And I think the question is, will you use bait and switch technique? Yeah, this is all part of how Project 2025 is all part of the construct of the many strategies that are inherent in it. 69, is EM's access to the US Treasury and the discussions of cryptocurrency going to tank the US economy and his plan to steal US assets? Well, EM is trying to lock up US assets and financing wherever he can. Remember, the whole world, including the US, will be moving to digital currencies within about a decade. They will. But interesting enough, a lot of the digital currencies or cryptocurrencies you see now are not going to be the ones that survive long term. There's going to be new digital currencies coming about that'll be highly structured and highly centered around, banking industries and things that actually guarantee the resiliency of digital currency. It'll be different than what you see right now. 68. This past week, all 13 of Canada's prime ministers had a meeting at the White House. Afterwards, at the press conference, a minister let it be known that 45's goal was to get a deal with Canada to import Canada's minerals exclusively to the US. What will be the outcome of this deal negotiation? I don't see the US and Canada entering into an exclusive deal for Canada's minerals. I do see this being used as a leveraging instrument for some sort of negotiation. I do see some, what I'm going to call competitive guidelines being given to the US from Canada for certain types of minerals, but I don't see an exclusive agreement whereby the US would lock in Canada. So there's something going on here that's going to give maybe more favorable results to the US as part of the negotiation, but it won't be exclusive terms, no. 67. By the way, that's, I mean, exclusive terms to the exclusion that Canada would not be able to sell minerals to the rest of the world. It's really more just, favorable terms on some things to the US. 67, 45 has been shutting down important federal organizations. He has been known to destroy things and then resurrect them to make himself look good. Will he do that with some of the federal organizations he's shutting down? Not necessarily. He's not going to be member in power for a long time. So whether this is maybe a half a year, this is ongoing for these federal organizations that are being skinny down, shut down. A lot of them will be restored as we get into the latter part of 2025, early 2026. So I mean, this is all part of a crazy, chaotic strategy going on from 45. 66, I'm sincerely wondering why so many of our past leaders have not been speaking out regarding 45's actions. I'm referring to past presidents, vice presidents, former State Department heads, former leaders within the FBI, CIA, Joint Chiefs of Staff, former congressional leaders, etc. Why are great patriots not speaking out? So, not all of them. So, people like Jamie Raskin, for example, a congressman, is actually undergoing a lot of things. He's a lot of programs in the background, and I think there's some lawsuits. There are other members of Congress and government that are pushing ahead, other judges pushing on lawsuits. So it's not true that nobody's speaking out. But remember, a lot of threats going on behind the scenes from 45 to many world leaders, and that concerns them and that concerns their family. So there's a balance being created here. There's a balance, and this is all going to move forward in a good way. The truth is going to come out. Stand by. 65, why does Pam Bondi, Attorney General, support gun legislation and at the same time want to limit people's access to guns? I guess she has some concerns, and maybe rightfully so, coming out of Florida, what I'm getting. What was that? The Pulse nightclub shooting and the Parkland school shooting, both in Florida. I think that moved her. Let's say her thinking and her approach to these topics, like trying to limit guns to individuals under 21, maybe more effective red flag laws where individuals could really go to a judge or go to a court, pull back weapons from people that were a threat to society. So there's something going on here relative to, let's say, those major shootings in Florida. So, look, this is not a political channel. I'm not endorsing one way or the other, but it looks to me like that's where a lot of the thinking comes from. So I know there's some other types of democratic thinking that are along the same lines, but that's what my team's telling me, kind of where it's coming from. 64, hello, Sterling and team. We all see that EM is burrowing into government agencies, but why is he doing that? What is the goal? To steal information or identities or even money. Right. So I think we talked about this. He's acting on behalf of actually a number of bad actors internationally in other countries, as well as trying to, let's say, feather his own nest. So that's why a lot of this is going on right now. 63, can you comment on Curtis Yarvin and his plans to replace democracy with a corporate monarchy structure? Is this what EM is helping to achieve? So yeah, this goes back to like even Peter Thiel has been involved in like trying to the theory is to try to make a government function like a corporation where you're more of like a monarchy, like a leader. It's not going to survive. Actually, this approach, this corporate approach to government per se, will not survive. But the question is, yeah, so Curtis Yarvin has been behind a lot of this as well too. This all goes back to a lot of thinking, many decades. So all these individuals, Peter Thiel, EM, Curtis Yarvin, this corporate approach to government will not succeed. 62, will the Supreme Court uphold presidential immunity or will it be reversed? So I don't see the Supreme Court reversing presidential immunity for at least another year here as we get way out into 2026. That means there's going to be a releveling, a reshifting of the Supreme Court. But it looks like the presidential immunity as it exists now will kind of be around in 2025 and then start to shift back in 2026. 61, hi, Sterling and team. Who will win Representative Stefanik's seat in New York's 21st district? Ben Debian, looks like Ben Debian, a Democrat, or Tag or Tag, TAGUE, a Republican. You know, interesting. It looks like neither won for some reason, but looks like all this is going to get delayed, like to the general election or something. So a lot of pushback back and forth. I don't know. My team's saying I guess I'm not seeing a special election because we're talking about here, like it's a special election for Stefanik's seat. Some sort of this is getting dragged out, and neither candidate is being asked about here. It looks like they're in the lead. I don't know what's going on with all this, but looks like this all may get pushed out to the general election in late 2026. 60. Hello, Sterling. With further pending tariffs against Canada on steel and aluminum and all other Canadian imports, is the relationship between Canada and the US beyond repair at this point? No, not beyond repair, but it's going to be strained until we get out into 2026 and 2027. It's going to be strained. So it's a lot of like mud throwing back and forth. But it'll be strained, but not beyond repair. It's all going to come back around again. 59. When an animal passes from abuse, do their spirit guides save them from the abuse before they suffer? Yes, absolutely. This is the case. Animals are from the angelic realm, not angels, but they're from the angelic realm that come down with unconditional love. They're here to teach individuals humanity lessons, and they are spared from suffering before they pass. Absolutely. That's the case. That's part of the bargaining that goes place with when you're coming from the angelic realm. 58. Hello, Sterling and team. Are extraterrestrials giving the U.S. government assistance by diffusing any changes EM's team are trying to make to the U.S. government computer systems? Well, no, extraterrestrials are not allowed to interfere with humanity unless humanity is on the brink of destruction, per se. Now, many extraterrestrial groups are helping to move humanity forward. But not getting now, they're actually putting the right information in the minds of the right people. I'm hearing that now. So that tends to directly reverse what's going on with the EM, but they are trying to put the right technology information in the minds of those like data scientists or whatnot that are at the forefront of uncovering a lot of this. So they are helping because remember, anytime that humanity gets towards the brink of destruction, extraterrestrials step in. That's actually part of their universal contract with the universe. It's kind of interesting. 57. Are Democrats like Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries really wolves in sheep's clothing? No, but what I get is they're operating in an environment of complete fear. Fear and trepidation of, moving ahead. It's unfortunate. We're in a very kind of chaotic environment right now, but I don't see it as being termed, they're saying wolves in sheep's clothing. No. 56 in the countdown. What will it take for House and Senate Republicans to turn away from 45 and EM and get back to being loyal to the Constitution and its people? It's a major threat to the U.S. that will require military intervention that's going to start to change all that. So it's unfortunate that, we're actually, remember, this is a whole 3-decade reset that we're going through. If you listen to our shows in the past, right, the year 2020 to 2050, an entire 3-decade reset for the world, for the U.S., but it's going to take a major military threat, even against the U.S. Where a lot of people are going to come together. Now, I don't want to worry anybody. It's all going to be okay. But it's that kind of a threat that then starts to get people to kind of take a step back and use more rational behavior. 55. I have a family member that is an instructor at the Job Corps. He has been told he will be losing his job in June of 2025. Do you see 45's government cuts eliminating all the Job Corps jobs in the U.S.? I do see a significant reduction in a lot of the Job Corps jobs. I do. But like I've seen for the other federal job, looks like, 2025 is going to be a bit of a mess, chaotic mess. And then a lot of these federal jobs actually being restored as we get into 2026. Okay, 54 in the countdown. Hi, Sterling and team. Why are so many senators and congressmen publicly support 45? Is it greed, lust for power, fear of blackmail, fear of personal safety for themselves and family? Primarily, it's threats to their family and their well-being by kind of a mafia-style approach. The majority are fearful of any retribution coming to them or their family that would threaten their lives, unfortunately. 53, Hi Sterling and team. With the firing of the head of the National Archives, are the documents and other items stored there in jeopardy? Yes, they'll be in jeopardy for the better part of 2025. As we move into late 2025, 2026, you'll start to see all this come back around. But short term, there is a threat to these documents. 52, will there be a tsunami in the coming days that will affect the Mediterranean region? I don't see in the coming days, but I have to tell you that in the Mediterranean region, I do see a 100% probability, and they're saying, my team's saying over the next 30 years here, there's a volcanic eruption, a major volcanic eruption in that area that will cause a tsunami. But you know what? They're saying, I don't see this happening over the next 5 years. So there's going to be some volcanic eruptions, but not a huge tsunami that takes away a lot of life. But for some reason, over a 30-year period here, it looks like a 100% probability. It looks like a lot of authorities will be prepared, okay? They'll be prepared. There'll be things done to warn populations, early warning systems. It's a difficult area here. A lot of tectonic plate shipment and sh tectonic plate shifts in that area. 51, Anonymous has posted a dire warning to the U.S. about 45 and EM. Will the group behind Anonymous shut down the dismantling of our government? Well, 100% guaranteed here as well that the group Anonymous will be shutting down certain systems in the government to slow down 45 and EM. So they already have the means to do it. There's already holes in the technology fabric of a lot of the infrastructure in the US and the world, and they've already been able to compromise that. But they'll compromise it in a way that'll help benefit humanity, benefit the world, benefit the US. So they'll be taking steps here to slow down 45 and prevent, I'll call, major chaotic destruction. Okay. 50. Hello, Sterling. I'm wondering if 45 gets decertified, what will happen with the three major news networks and others like Fox, CNN, MSNBC? Will they survive or just continue to lose viewers, just fade away? I don't see any major significant changes to these networks. They're going to do what kind of feathers their bed, so to speak, feeds their economic engine for their viewers. So, it's going to kind of be, in some respects, business as usual. And they're asking here, once it gets certified, they're going to cover, the decertification, and they're going to cover what's going to the changes in government, much the way they have. 49. Hello, Sterling. Lately, there's been a record number of food recalls, making it seem like food safety is being compromised. It feels as though ensuring safe food is no longer a priority. What do your team see? What does the team see? Well, yeah, the public needs to be much more diligent about the quality of food. So this is a time period here where a lot of inspectors have been laid off and fired. And this is a time when everybody needs to be a little more careful about how they consume foods, how they prepare foods. It's all very true. So, this is a bit of chaotic mess here for a lot of 2025. 48, there's a man from Zimbabwe who has invented a car, motorcycle, and helicopter that runs on radio waves. It converts the waves into electricity. The car can actually power the house rather than the other way around. Will this be the future of transportation and energy? And will this man be safe? So I don't get the totality of the claims are real. There's certainly ability you can convert certain types of energetic waves in the atmosphere to energy, localized energy, but what's being claimed here is not true, not completely true. There are free energy systems coming. That's from a quantum physics standpoint, free energy. That is, you can extract more energy from the reaction, the atomic reaction that's put into the atomic reaction. But this particular claim is not completely true. And the other, the free energy systems that are coming, they're going to be used more, I'll say, nuclear-derived devices. Right, so it looks like whatever's going on here, there's some smoke and mirrors going on here, okay, with whatever this claim is from Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe. 47, Sterling and team. 45 has signed an executive order sanctioning the ICC court. Will this affect what is expected to unfold? No real effect whatsoever. So whatever's going on with the ICC, the Hague, NATO, a lot of international organizations, MI6, this is moving ahead very aggressively. And whatever's being signed here is like throwing, a ping pong ball at a cruise ship. It's not, no effect. 46, hello, Sterling and team. You have answered this before, but is astrology used on the other side by extraterrestrials? So, in fact, none of the extraterrestrial groups use astrology to make determinations. Now, they do navigate the universe. They have a wonderful understanding of the universe, of all the galaxies, planetary systems, but they don't use astrology per se as a science or a way to kind of predict or navigate, or they don't use it in any way. So, yeah, this person's come up before. They certainly don't use it to determine any aspects of their personal lives or outcomes. 45, what does the Supreme Court think of 45's attempt to pardon the January 6 criminals, openly criticizing judges and lack of transparency with EM's access to Americans' most private information? Are they fearful what plans 45 has for the Supreme Court? Interesting enough, I don't see they have any real major concerns because they've already planned their exit strategy. A lot of these Supreme Court justices already know when they're going to exit in months down the road here. So, the concerns are not relevant to them. They may have some relevance, but they're not concerned because they already have exit strategies planned, retirement, whatever this is here. So, yeah, it's unfortunate, but it's not really affecting their decision making right now. 45, I'm sorry, 44 here. Will Alberta's Premier Daniel Smith involved in the accusation of political interference with the provincial healthcare system cause her to resign? Yeah, it looks like she'll eventually resign here, like a lot of heavy headwinds coming at her due to messing with it's called the provincial healthcare system. Yeah, it looks like a lot of headwinds she won't be able to overcome, and it looks like it will lead to an eventual resignation here. 43, are you able to be reincarnated again if you delay or refuse your previous life review? Well, everyone goes through an extensive life review. It's not an either-or decision. Everybody does go through an extensive life review. So that's a question without any kind of a beneficial answer there. You can't avoid it. So once you get through the comprehensive life review, then you always have the free will decision to reincarnate, come back. 42, will there be a cure for wide and narrow angle glaucoma soon? Like a lot of other genetic engineered solutions going on right now, but it's about 10 years out, something like that. It's called narrow angle glaucoma. I'm not a doctor, I always have to say that, but I think this might have something to do with pressure around the eye or something. And it looks like there's a lot of good genetic engineering using CRISPR technology. It's about 10 years out for a big breakthrough in this area. But that's what they're telling me here. And it looks like it's related to eye pressure or something. 41, hello, Sterling and team. In the past few years, venture capitalists have been involved in investing in technology companies that bill for mental health therapists. Recently, there has been a big push for therapists on these mental health platforms to use artificial intelligence to record sessions and take notes for therapists, in turn helping to write their progress notes. Are these venture capitalist companies using AI technology to help create virtual therapists? Well, in part, yes. So I wouldn't assign this just to venture capitalists, but there's a large push around artificial intelligence, around what's called generative AI for developing content of all types, entertainment content, scientific content, medical content. Remember, artificial intelligence engines, they learn from mining large groups of information. So I wouldn't put this just on venture capitalists, but certainly AI is going to affect every aspect of society as well as therapists. And there will be some developments here, technology developments around what's called virtual therapists. So, I mean, this is all part of what's coming. So I give this a big yes. My team's saying a big yes to maybe some of the concerns here. But remember, AI to a large degree will be a major tool that's going to help humanity in the long run. It's going to have to be managed, like any new technology, any disruptive technology have to be managed, but it's going to affect all these areas, including the area of therapists and virtual therapists. 40, when we choose to come back, are we able to choose any time period in human history? Also, can we choose to relive a life we've already had to have a different experience? Well, you can only return to the earth at a time that's past or later than the time you left. So when you reincarnate, you cannot come back earlier in history. You can always come back in a go forward basis. So by that nature, you can't relive a life that you already had here. Time is linear here on earth. It keeps pushing forward. Time is nonlinear in many other dimensions, like heaven, and moves faster than the speed of light, which means you, on the other side, you can observe the future, the past, the current history, but you can't come back and reincarnate in any time that's prior to when you left. 39, as a recipient of Social Security and Medicaid, how safe are these programs? Well, there'll be targets of 45's administration, but again, I think there's going to be some disruption here in 2025. But then as we get to the end of 2025, 2026, it'll be okay. I don't see they're asking about Social Security. I've never seen this Social Security will be taken away or Medicaid. They'll recalculate how they arrive at the actual values. But then I always saw the benefit values or the levels will be the same. 38, will 45 defy the many court orders? So, he's already defied, nearly half of them, but it looks like the other half will have claws, will have a grip, they'll actually take effect with 45 and cause 45 and the administration to do what I call course corrections. So, yeah, about half of them is going to disrupt and defy. The other half will actually have teeth that will cause him to have to change course. 37, the FDA had recently halted compounding pharmacies from producing tirzepatide. Okay, tirzepatide. Looks like tirzepatide. Okay, I get it. The active ingredient in Eli Lilly's Zepbound. These pharmacies argue the shortage persists and that stopping production would harm those who rely on it, but cannot access or afford the medication Zepbound. Will the compounding pharmacies prevail in court and continue offering the lower cost version? I don't believe there's any disruption here. I know the person's saying there's a disruption, but my team is saying it's moving forward, or the courts are now allowing compounding pharmacies to do this. So I'm not seeing a disruption. Maybe this was a disruption for a while, and now because I see like the floodgates are open and it's okay. So my team's saying it's okay. Won't be a shortage. 36, will Canada become the 51st state? No, not at all. No substantive measure in this area. This will not be the case to these idle threats. 35, do you see EM remaining in power at the end of 2025? Yes, he'll be influential, as we've said and predicted many times on these shows, for the better part of 2025, even into 2026. I know that there were individuals or some had thought that EM would go away, but no, he's actually going to be a significant force around the US and around the world, influencing elections and all sorts of things going on. So, yeah, they're asking will be remaining in power. He'll still be a big factor in 2025 and 2026. 34, is it possible for two people living in the same house be living in different timelines? I'm finding it difficult to communicate with my adult son as he seems to remember things differently than I do. Is this possible, or am I just out of touch? I no, not different timelines, but different perceptions of realities. That could be the way people are communicating, what they're retaining, what they're perceiving. It's almost like having what they call like different lenses on. So no different timelines, different perceptions of what's being communicated, and That's a human frailty, actually. So not different timelines, no. 33, hi, Sterling and team. Does your team see any serious volcanic earthquakes or tsunamis ahead of New Zealand? You know, I do, as we get into late 2025, 2026 here, because of tectonic plates shifting around. We're talking about New Zealand here. I don't see a major loss of human life, but I do see tsunami warnings, threats, and big tectonic plate shipments, shifts in this area. 32, hi Sterling and team. If someone is taking medication for depression or anxiety, does that prevent them from being able to use their clairs? So again, not a doctor here, but you know, whenever we do anything that slows down or mitigates our ability to be relaxed, be in a fully creative state, that creative innovation mind is the side of the mind that connects with the other side. So it can slow it down. It's almost like, you know, how good would you be at driving a race car if you're completely drunk, right? So yeah, it can certainly null the senses, never prevents you. And what's interesting is if your guides and angels, just for example, ever have to communicate with you directly, if you're in danger, they will do so no matter what state you're in. So you could be, you know, in a homeless shelter and maybe drunk, but maybe your life's going to be in danger. You'll hear your guides and they'll scream out to you, look out, get out. So, you know, it makes it more difficult, never prevents you from communicating, just makes it a little harder to make it happen. They'll always find ways to communicate with you, my team was just saying. 31, will 45 get his January 6 outlaws to create civil unrest before the midterms in 2026 so he can order martial law? Then there would be not be any midterm election, or will 45 be gone by then? Now, I don't see that taking place. I see 45 gone, not a factor by the time we get out to that point. 30, will EM find information via searching government agencies that will be shocking to the public, something that has always been kept a secret? No shocking information, because a lot of what they call the skunk works or black ops programs are not available. EM will not see them. These are actually very well-kept secrets. Many of them are working with extraterrestrials. So information that he has access to or getting access to will not unveil any of these, what they call skunk work operations, or anything that's highly surprising. 29, will EM be successful in buying OpenAI, and is his goal to reduce the federal workforce and move the government over to his platform? Will he succeed in doing any of this, and if so, will it be reversed? I don't see him being successful at all with purchasing OpenAI, and that's owned by Sam Altman. I don't see him being successful there. I mean, in some respects, EM wants to have some sort of an effect or control over government programs, but I don't see that happening. You know, remember, AI is going to be instrumental in benefiting humanity overall. It has to be managed. There'll certainly be aspects of AI that will be in our government agencies, but I don't see EM purchasing OpenAI or having any of his AI businesses controlling government. I think that's really the question that's going on here. 28. With the advances in genetic cell modification engineering, will there be a cure for alopecia? Yeah, by the year 2035. So this is like down the ways here, a while before, you know, genetic engineering starts working on alopecia. 27, do various ET civilizations like the praying mantis get along with their own type better than they did in the early years? I'm wondering if there will always be mistreatment from the earthly wealthy and powerful down below to the poor and less powerful. In other words, will Homo sapiens sapiens get along better with each other over time? You know, they will. I mean, the praying mantis ETs, first off, the ones I communicate with are highly evolved. They're even above the levels of ascended masters, very close to the one source, the one force. Yes, during the evolution of civilization, during this three-decade reset, the Homo sapiens sapien population will certainly get along better. That's all part of this three-decade reset. I think they're saying, do they get along better with their own type? Praying mantis extraterrestrials have never had a problem getting along with their own kind. You see some disruption, and some other extraterrestrial species, like the reptilians, they're only like barely 1% of the ET population. So yeah, there's a little bit of consternation among some extraterrestrial groups, nowhere near the significant level that Homo sapiens sapiens have during their evolution here. 26, as a trans person myself, is there any spiritual or higher meaning purpose as to why transgender people exist? And will the world ever become more accepting of trans people, or will it always be somewhat controversial? So every life path has a reason for existing and helping to train and elevate humanity. Every, I'll call it life condition. It could be trans, LGBTQ plus. It could be a medical disease. But every life has a purpose, a genuine purpose, to help enrich humanity. So likewise, this person's asking about transgender people. This is all about understanding that we are all the same. We're all drops of water in the ocean. You know, extraterrestrial groups have already figured this out through millions of years of evolution. Yes, the world will be more understanding of all different types of groups, even, you know, transgender people, LGBTQ plus, IA. This is all part of the evolution of humanity, and a big change during this 3 decades here that humanity has not seen for thousands of years. This 3 decade reset is very important. 25, should we be concerned about or reluctant to upgrade to Apple iOS 18.3, which has Starlink automatically integrated? Well, what I get is, you know, the Starlink integration, satellite communications abilities already been integrated a long time ago in many operating systems, even many hardware manufacturers, Apple, Samsung. So this is already, the horse is already out of the barn, per se. So like emergency calling, SOS calling using satellite, Starlink integration's already been done a while back. The horses are out of the barn. It's already in place. So I think the person asking whether a reluctance to upgrade, the technology is already implemented. 24, hello, Sterling and team. Since 45 is moving forward quickly and with intense determination, is the AIM strategy also accelerating? And this person's referring to, I think it was the February 2nd show I did on this channel regarding what I call the AIM strategy that my angelic team brought forward. AIM standing for, the A is analysis, then I for investigation, M for movement and military, and S for separation. And no, it's not accelerating. It's still on the same timetable. The AIMS strategy is still on the same timetable. So I think that's really the core of the question. It's still moving forward in a very thoughtful, methodical way worldwide with many worldwide agencies and groups. 23, hello, Sterling. I understand there are extraterrestrial intelligent civilizations living underneath the sea and underground. How many species are there? All species have underwater and underground bases, but primarily there's about six primary extraterrestrial species that are here on Earth, and they're asking about underground here. I mean, you have the praying mantis, ETs, the Pleiadians, the Greys, the Reptilians, Arcturans. And even there are some specific versions of what I call tall Nordics. There's about half a dozen that are really very active here on Earth right now. Some people always say the tall Nordics are the Pleiadians. There's a subset of the Pleiadians that they actually refer to as tall Nordics, a little bit different. But anyway, there's about half a dozen very active, but all the species have some presence here underwater and underground in bases. 22, with all the damage being done to our allied countries, will we be able to have effective relations with other countries once our current leader is decertified? Yes, but this will take like another 5 years in order for kind of a lot of the worldwide new semblance of order and trust kind of gets rebuilt. 21, what do you see happening with Medicare? Will surgeries be covered? Yes, I see all major surgeries being recovered. There may be some delays because of a lot of the functional ineptness going on around federal agencies, and that is the layoffs and the firings. But it does look like this person's asking about surgeries, they'll be covered, some delays in how it all gets approved. 20, is there a shadow or covert aspect of the CIA and the FBI that is for situations such as the current coup? One in which even 45 gets these agencies, they're operating, occurring folks. Yeah, so I think I understand the semblance of this question is, are there other agencies working around the world in conjunction like the CIA, FBI, that are working to protect democracy in the world? Yes, is the answer. 19, hello, Sterling. Pro 45 farmers are currently speaking out about their regret about voting 45 in. Will 45 hear their cries, try to help them, or will they go ignored and lose their vote permanently? I don't see a response from 45 regarding like the loss of their support. And unfortunately, these are kind of hard lessons for those individuals or those farmers that voted. This is like the way the world works. The universe kind of universally teaches everybody lessons. We're all in school down here, but I think asking will they regret voting for him, and will 45 hear the cries? No, it won't have any effect on 45. 18, hi Sterling and team. Does your team see any serious volcanic earthquakes or tsunamis head for New Zealand? I think we may, do we answer this question already on here? It might be a duplicate. I don't see any great destruction, but there is like some a lot of activity in this area. They're asking about volcanic earthquakes. Yeah, some volcanic eruptions, some earthquake, tectonic plate shifts going on, but and a lot of warnings. But I don't see any major loss of life, and all this occurs like over the next, a lot of it over the next 2 years here in that area. 17. Will the Democratic candidates win in the New York election and the two Florida special elections in April? I think we addressed part of the thing. Stefanik's seat is the special election in New York. And my team was saying earlier in the show, it looks like that's going to get pushed out to like the general election, the midterms, late 2026. In Florida, it does not look like the Democratic candidates win. It looks like it goes to Republican candidates. Okay, so this is what they're showing me, kind of a split here. So I don't see Democratic candidates winning necessarily in any three of the elections, with the New York election being pushed out to the midterms 2026, and whatever's going on in Florida does not look like it goes to the Democrats. 16. Will Andy Beshear, the Democratic Kentucky governor, appoint a Democrat when Mitch McConnell retires? Yes, it appears he'll appoint a Democratic replacement. They're showing me here for that Senate position. 15. Hi, Sterling and team. 45 and EM have expressed a desire to convert the economy to cryptocurrency. Do you see this happening on a large scale? I think we answered part of this before earlier, but remember, I see the entire world moving towards digital currency, but not necessarily the digital currencies or cryptocurrencies that are currently in play. And that's going to happen over a 10-year period here. 14, is 45 going to try to destroy the Federal Union in Michigan? No, I actually see it getting stronger because of DOGE effort, DOGE efforts. Interesting. It looks like it's going to get stronger. So it's like pushback, and the union actually gets stronger. 13, hello, Sterling. Years ago, I was leaving work after a night shift. On two occasions, I noticed what appeared to be a Bigfoot or a Sasquatch. It was winter at the time in northern British Columbia, BC, Canada. Did I see a Bigfoot, and why was I able to see it when they seemed to be elusive to many people? These are actually shape-shifting extraterrestrials. We've talked about many times on the channel. In many cases, this version of extraterrestrials here mining resources from Earth. A lot of individuals do see them. So I have to tell you, it's not highly specialized. They are elusive. They do shape-shift into a Bigfoot configuration because they feel like that blends in more with natural wildlife or whatnot. But yeah, you saw a Sasquatch, a shape-shifting extraterrestrial. 12, dear Sterling and team, 45 imposed tariffs on Canada. What will happen to the economy and employment and real estate in 2025 in Canada? When some of the tariffs take effect, it's going to cause a problem for Canada. But I see a lot of this kind of, the whatever tariffs, whatever negotiations going on here will get resolved as we get out through the latter part of 2025. And then there's going to be a bit of a slowdown for a number of months, maybe 12 months beyond. So as you get into 2026 for Canada, a bit of a slowdown and a reconforming of the economy. So it's kind of like, Canada's economy in certain areas getting hit by like, an impact here, and then the economy rebounds. So it's unfortunate, but it's kind of a wave coming through. I talk about waves coming through various economies. So it'll be a bit of a wave coming through the Canadian economy. It'll cause some slowdowns, and then they'll be restored. So a lot of look a lot of the restoration occurring as you get out into 2026. 11, do you see more Americans fleeing the country during 45's tenure? Well, yes, actually the mass exit has already started. I'm not saying it's necessary, but a mass exit has already started. 10, does your team see EM style or international election interference in the upcoming Australian election? Yes, 100%. It's going to be a factor in the Australian elections. So, as they say, being forewarned is forearmed. 9. Hello, Sterling. Will the majority of people in the US ever understand just how bad 45 is for the country and the Constitution? Yes, but many of the MAGA supporters will never concede that that's a factor. 8. My question is about extraterrestrials. Do they travel back and forth to their home planets or galaxies? If so, how long do the journeys usually take? So, they do travel back and forth to home galaxies, home planets. Remember, you can use what they call wormholes. And remember, these are created by collapsing black stars. So these are like portals. So the journeys, depending on where they're going, can take weeks or months in terms of time frame, if you look at Earth time frames. But that's certainly a great deal shorter than, let's say, thousands or millions of light years. But they can take weeks, months as they move through portals and a lot of the things we'll call wormholes. 7, will EM interfere with the Canadian elections for certain individuals to win? So this has already started. So yes, there's interference going on here among EM and a lot of other offshore entities that are trying to manipulate Canadian elections. Again, being forewarned is forearmed. 6, hello, Sterling. You often mention communicating with extraterrestrials. What enables us to communicate with ETs telepathically? So, characteristically, extraterrestrials, being highly evolved through millions of years, can actually very easily telepathically communicate. What's interesting is that's one of the ways they find it the easiest to communicate with a lot of individuals around the world, because it actually enables them to translate, thousands of dialects or languages easily. So, extraterrestrial groups can communicate telepathically or verbally, doesn't matter. And the evolution of humanity is that many more people are leaning into psychic mediumship ability. The veil is thinning, telepathic communication. So it kind of all comes together. I think you're asking what enables us to communicate with ETs. Well, it's really more the evolution of Homo sapiens sapiens leaning into more telepathic ability. Extraterrestrials have always had it. 5. Hi, Sterling team. Is there any concern that encampments could be used for anyone the current administration deems to be a target? Political enemies, transgender folks, the LGBTQ plus community, the list is long. I greatly appreciate you and your team's insight and guidance. I don't see the encampments being used for LGBTQ plus or IA individuals. I do see there will be some abuses with individuals that may have some sort of a reason or a legal stance to be, let's say, in the US, but that's going to get vetted out. It'll be corrected. But I don't see the encampments being used for anyone for political enemies or LGBTQ plus. That my team's saying it looks like that's not going to be a factor. 4 in the countdown. Will the news and impact of the interference only impact 45? Will address any down ballot interference as well? It'll affect all election results up and down. So when the news, the information, the technology interference with the voting comes out, it'll affect not just the primary presidential election, but all the down ballot races as well, the down ballot. So it'll all be reevaluated. 3 in the countdown. Hi, Sterling and team. Is the reason 45 and MAGA want Canada is because Putin wants to own the rights to Canada's Arctic and mineral rights. Is this what the tariffs and demeaning talk are all about? Will Canada stay sovereign and thrive after all the chaos? Well, yes, these are primary drivers for offshore entities wanting to, somehow control Canada. This won't happen. Canada will remain a sovereign, and these controls will not succeed. But yeah, there's a lot of harmful rhetoric, dialogue being thrown around. Canada's going to maintain its independence, its sovereign nature here. So just there's a lot of chaos being thrown around. But you're right. Whoever asked the question, what's behind it is trying to control Canada for, rights of all different types. And number two and number one in the countdown. I always take notes before I start these shows, so we'll go through them. Number two, what do you see coming up for next week? New information regarding EM's attempt to infiltrate government systems, methods used, goals, and actual information that's been stolen. New threats by 45 to world leaders in Europe relative to NATO. New federal divisions being shut down. And also new significant progress on Ukraine and Russia's potential peace agreements and talks. So some sort of a movement on Ukraine and Russia peace negotiations coming about. So some good progress there. And number one in the countdown, do you have anything your guides want to share? Peace in our lives takes actual work and does not come without some strife and challenges. Know that you are strong enough to address any conflict in your life, and you have large angelic teams around you supporting you in all of your efforts. Go forward in strength and love. On that note, that concludes the show being recorded today on Saturday, the 15th of February, 2025, posted to all media networks and the YouTube channel on Sunday, February 16, 2025. Again, if you need to reach me, just go to sterlingpsychicmedium.com, look for the Book a Session tab. Dates available again in July, August, September of this year. If you'd like to join our Platinum membership to participate in the live streams where lots of personal questions are answered on Fridays, the join button for the Platinum membership is on the front page of our YouTube channel, Sterling Psychic Medium, as well as the homepage of our website, sterlingpsychicmedium.com. On that note, I'm going to send out really a large section of goodwill for this show. It was a very long show. I want everybody to be at peace, and I'm going to send out a tremendous amount of love to you and your families. Take care, and I will see you all again very soon.